And even more powerful words in the end, it says, whoever believes in me will do the work that I do and will do greater ones than these. Reminds me of, what was it, Annie Oakley, who was a woman, a sharpshooter, and was always trying to prove herself. And in the musical, Annie Gets Her Gun, there's a song that says, anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you. Now for her, that was a way of saying, you know, don't disregard me and think that because I'm a woman, I can't do all the stuff that you do. But I think about that old song that says, anything you can do, I can do better. That's a different way of saying what we hear in the gospel. Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and will do greater ones than these. It's a reminder, I think, of how God just becomes present. And when you begin to understand that happens in very ordinary ways, then all of a sudden your eyes open and you say, oh, I get it now. That was the difficulty with Philip and Thomas. They said, Lord, well, show us, you know, just tell us, you know. And Jesus, almost in exasperation, says, you know, how long I've been with you and still you do not understand. It didn't quite click for them. If we try to want to understand this, I think there is a story that is told about a little boy who one day was loading up with juice boxes and Twinkies. And his mother said, what are you doing, son? He said, I'm going to grab all this stuff because I'm going to go meet God. And she said, well, okay. And so the little boy goes off and he goes to the park. And there at the park, he sits down with an elderly woman who is sitting there in the park enjoying the day. And they get to talking and laughing. And he reaches out and grabs a Twinkie and shares the Twinkie with her. And shares a box of juice, and they have a great time. And he comes home, and of course his mother is anxious and says, "Well, son, did you meet God?" And the son said, "Yes, I did, and God is a woman." And the story goes on further that the elderly woman goes home to her friends and says, today I've seen God, and God is a little boy. Powerful, powerful stuff. You know, it's simple acts. Sometimes, because they're so simple, we think it just can't be real. And we need to remember that. We need to keep that focus, because in the day-to-day events of our life, we can kind of get lost and we can lose our focus and we can forget what we're all about. You know, I know that for many of you, this time, because you are home alone with your family and your spouse and other people, it has become perhaps a stressful time. And always one of the great stories that I heard was this is after the pandemic is over and the kids are coming home and they say, Mom, where's Dad? And she says, Dad is out in the garden. And so they go out to find their dad, and they say, Mom, we're out in the garden, and we can't find him. And she says, dig deeper. and it's like that captures it, like, oh my goodness, I can't stand being around all these people. I know that's the experience that many people have, but I got to tell you that for me, it's been like being on a retreat. It's just me and the dog, and she's so nice, she doesn't bother me. And so when you got that time, you got that extended time, then you can sit back and you can kind of say, oh yes, this is what I'm all about. Because you're not into the day-to-day activities and you don't get jostled here and there and forget and lose your focus. But inevitably, when we start getting together and our lives get busier, we can forget. We can forget what we're all about. It's a little bit like we heard in the Acts of the Apostles today, where the community had gathered to share food with everyone, and one group is complaining because they're getting left out, and somebody else is getting more, it's like this is a journey of life, we forget. We forget, oh yeah, this is what this is all about. We're here to be life for others. And so that's when I think we can remember those first words of the gospel today. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be anxious and afraid. There are just so many, many, many things that can trigger the anxiety and the fear, and we're living in that big time, and so it's really hard to step back and say, this is really about God desiring to walk with us every day and to be His presence, and so we try to remember that today, and we remember the innocence, perhaps, of the little boy who takes his boxes of juice and Twinkies to share with others, and who can see in the midst of that God's presence. We need to remember that. We need to keep that as our focus today and always. And now, as a people of faith, I invite you to join with me as we profess together. We believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. And now, confident that God hears our prayers, we bring our needs before him. We pray again and again that we might be a compassionate and forgiving presence in our families, in our workplace, in our community, wherever we are at. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all of those who are called upon to take leadership roles, especially in our community. We pray that they be given wisdom and strength. We pray especially for all of the leaders of our church, Pope Francis, and all the men and women that are called to be leaders of the faith community, that we will once again trust that God is with us and works in and through us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We want to pray for all of those in our parish who are going through difficult times. Remember especially all of those who are sick, all of those who have been dealing with health issues, especially all of those who are dealing with the coronavirus. We remember those who are facing financial issues, especially those who have been laid off and those who are uncertain about their financial future. We pray for all of those who are going through difficult times in relationships and family. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all of those who have died, especially those who die alone. We pray for all of those who have died because of the coronavirus. We pray in our parish for all those who have died. We want to pray for Frank Will, who is Chris Will's brother, who died a couple of weeks ago. Want to pray for Joe Mayer's sister, Rita Hafling, who died. And want to remember a young man who died, whose funeral service we're going to have tomorrow, Michael Davis. And for all of those who grieve the loss of loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty God, we trust always in your care for us, and we know that you know what is best for us even before we ask it. And so we place these needs confidently in your hands, trusting that you will give us all that we need to follow you. We make this our prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.